Muldoon's jeep and work crew were there.
Huh, Arnold said. Looks like the wrecks went into the sauropod paddock.
Muldoon said,
fine dining tonight.
We'll have to get him out of there, Arnold said.
With what? Muldoon said. We haven't got anything to use on a Rex. I'll fix this fence, but I'm not going in there until daylight.
Hammond won't like it.
We'll discuss it when I get back, Muldoon said.
How many sauropods will the Rex kill? Hammond said, pacing around the control room.
Probably just one, Harding said. Sauropods are big. The Rex can feed off a single kill for several days.
We have to go out and get him tonight, Hammond said.
Muldoon shook his head. I'm not going in there until daylight.
Hammond was rising up and down on the balls of his feet, the way he did whenever he was angry.
Are you forgetting you work for me?
No, Mr. Hammond, I'm not forgetting. But that's a full-grown adult Tyrannosaur out there. How do you plan to get him?
We have tranquilizer guns. We have tranquilizer guns that shoot a 20cc dart,
Muldoon said.
Fine for an animal that weighs 400 or 500 pounds. That Tyrannosaur weighs 8 tons. It wouldn't even feel it.
You ordered a larger weapon.
I ordered 3 larger weapons, Mr. Hammond, but you cut the requisition, so we only got one.
And it's gone. Nedry took it when he left.
That was pretty stupid. Who let that happen?
Nedry's not my problem, Mr. Hammond, Muldoon said.
You're saying, Hammond said, that as of this moment, there is no way to stop the Tyrannosaur?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Muldoon said.
That's ridiculous, Hammond said.
It's your park, Mr. Hammond. You didn't want anybody to be able to injure your precious dinosaurs.
Well, now you've got a Rex in with the sauropods, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it.
He left the room.
Just a minute, Hammond said, hurrying after him.
Gennaro stared at the screens and listened to the shouted argument in the hallway outside. He said to Arnold,
I guess you don't have control of the park yet, after all.
Don't kid yourself, Arnold said, lighting another cigarette.
We have the park. It'll be dawn in a couple of hours. We may lose a couple of dinos before we get the Rex out of there, but believe me, we have the park.
Dawn. Grant was awakened by a loud grinding noise, followed by a mechanical clanking. He opened his eyes and saw a bale of hay rolling past him on a conveyor belt up toward the ceiling. 2 more bales followed it. Then the clanking stopped as abruptly as it had begun, and the concrete building was silent again. Grant yawned. He stretched sleepily, winced in pain, and sat up. Soft yellow light came through the side windows. It was morning. He had slept the whole night. He looked quickly at his watch. 5 a.m. Still almost 6 hours to go before the boat had to be recalled. He rolled onto his back, groaning. His head throbbed and his body ached as if he had been beaten up. From around the corner he heard a squeaking sound like a rusty wheel, and then Lex giggling. Grant stood slowly and looked at the building. Now that it was daylight, he could see it was some kind of maintenance building with stacks of hay and supplies. On the wall he saw a gray metal box and a stenciled sign, Sauropod Maintenance Building 04. This must be the sauropod paddock, as he had thought. He opened the box and saw a telephone, but when he lifted the receiver, he heard only hissing static. Apparently, the phones weren't working yet.
Chew your food, Lex was saying. Don't be a piggy, Ralph.
Grant walked around the corner and found Lex by the bars, holding out handfuls of hay to an...